Nazir Daf Ches Amad Aleph Shin number 2. We're going from the underneath the Mishnah from the start of the Gemara halfway down. So in the Mishnah we discussed a case where a person made a Naziris as numerous as a full box, and we said that we would view the box as being full of chardal, of mustard seed, and then he would be a Nazir for his whole life. So it seems to be that because he doesn't specifically say that he's only going to have one term of Naziris, we view it as if he's going to have multiple terms of Naziris, and how many? As many as there are seeds in the box, and that means he'll basically be a Nazir for the rest of his life. So the Gemara says, Ro'ne sekupa ki'ilu melea chardal, v'nazir kol yomav. It quotes what we said in the Mishnah, that we view the box as if it's full of mustard seeds, and he'll be a Nazir for the rest of his life. The Gemara asks, va'amai, why not? Why? Why is that the case? Why don't we, v'lichzi ki'ilu melea kishuim v'dilum, why don't we see the box as if it's full of cucumbers or gourds, and then v'tihavi le'takanta, and then there will be an end to his Naziris. He won't have to die a Nazir, because instead of filling the box with something minute like mustard seeds, we can fill it with something sizable. You know, you can fill it with pumpkins, and then it'll be, let's say, two or three or four, and therefore he'll only have to keep two or three or four terms of Naziris. So that's the question. Why do we choose the mustard instead of kishuin and diluin? So Amar Chizkiah. So Chizkiah says, "B'machlokes shenuya." It's actually a machlokes. So what seems to be what we're suggesting is actually a machlokes. V'Rebbe Shimoni, and the opinion in our Mishnah is reflecting the opinion of Rebbe Shimon, to Omar, who says, "Adam machnis es atzma ledava shesfeku chama mivadai." That a person will sometimes enter himself into a situation where he's willing to accept, he's willing to put himself in a situation of doubt, of ambiguity, even though it's going to result in something more strict than if there was no doubt. So just to explain this, Rabbi Shimon holds that when a person says something ambiguous, he is allowing himself to be held accountable to the most machmir interpretation of that ambiguous statement. So in this case, his number of Naziruses will be l'chumra. We don't know what he's filling the box with. But we have to say that because he's willing to say the statement in ambiguity, he's willing to accept the most machmir interpretation, which will be filling the box with mustard seeds. And that's why we don't say, fill it with cucumbers or gourds. Dasanya, as it's taught in the Braisa, Areini Nazir, if a person says, I am a Nazir, al menashiye bikri zeh meyakor, I'm a Nazir on condition that this pile of grain has 100 kor of it, a certain measurement. And then what happens? He goes and he finds that his pile of grain has either been stolen or lost. He doesn't know how big the pile was. So now his ambiguous statement, because he didn't know how much grain was in the kor, is now unresolvable. We don't know whether he's a Nazir or not. So Rabbi Shimon Oyser, Shesfek Nazir Sa'achmi, he says he's Oser, he becomes a Nazir with all of the prohibitions, because Sofek Nazir is Lahachmir. In such a case, he's ambiguously accepting Naziris upon himself. So we have to say he's machnis himself into a suffik. We go l'chumra. And Rabbi Yehuda matir, shesfeik nazirus lahakil. Rabbi Yehuda is lenient. And he says, no, since it's a suffik, we go l'kula, and he won't be a nazir. But what we effectively see is that Rabbi Shimon obligates the person in a situation of doubt, and he has to go l'chumra. So that's why our Mishnah understands that when he says, I'll be a Nazir like a full box, he has to have multiple Naziruses, and the number will be as many as mustard seeds there are, as many mustard seeds as you can fit in the box. Why L'chumra? Because that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. If our Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda, presumably we would be filling the box with cucumbers or gourds, whatever's bigger, and then he'd have a smaller number of Naziruses to keep. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says another pshat. Why, in our Mishnah, when we're filling the box with mustard seeds, he said, Afilu Tema Rebbe Yehuda. He says, it doesn't have to be that our opinion, that the opinion of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, who holds your machnis yourself into a suffik, which will result in a chumrah. It could even be Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees with that. Why? Because hosom le nachis le naziris. Because in the case of the pile of grain, where we had this machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda was lenient is because we don't know whether he is or isn't a naziris. The suffik is fundamental, is he or isn't he a nazir? We don't know because we've lost the pile of grain. So in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda holds safek naziris lekula. But hacha in our Mishnah, nachis le'naziris, we know for sure he's a nazir. Because he said, I will be a nazir like a full box. We just don't know whether we're filling the box with mustard seeds or cucumbers. So even though Rabbi Yehuda held in the case of the kor that we're going to be lenient, maybe that's only where there was no definite naziris. But hacha nachis leila naziris. But over here in our case, in our Mishnah, he definitely becomes a nazir. But ma'ala saluki minay. So then, how can you be lenient and tell me that he's not a nazir? So therefore, when you're a nazir, then maybe that you, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree you have to go l'chumrah and fill the box with mustard seeds. Only when we don't know whether you're a nazir or not, then you can go l'kula. So according to this answer, Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah could actually be both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and it's not tolerated on the machlokes of machnis atzmoi l'safek. So says the Gemara, amai loy. Now here, what we're asking is, why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, do we decide to go l'chumrah? It says the Gemara, Lichsi l'kupa ki'ilu malei kishum v'diluyin. Even if our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and he's not going to cancel the Naziris, but still, why don't we see the box, instead of being full of mustard seeds, why don't we go a little bit lenient and fill the box with kishuin v'diluyin v'tiyavi le'takanta, and then he could actually finish off his Naziris at some point. So even though we've said that our Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda, but why go l'chumrah? Why not go l'kula? Granted, he's definitely a nazir, but we could measure the box with larger items and allow for a shorter series of naziris periods. That way we can allow him to end his naziris when that number has been completed. So just to explain, the idea is like this. Only when he becomes a vadai nazir are we obligated to go l'chumrah. But when he's not a vadai nazir, we can go l'kula. So if we view him accepting multiple naziris upon himself, so then after he's kept these terms of naziris corresponding to the number of cucumbers in a box, he's no longer then definitely going to be a nazir. See, we don't know whether he's imagining the box full of mustard or cucumbers. So he's definitely a nazir. But once he's kept the minimum amount, which will be cucumbers in a box, so then from then on, we don't know whether he needs to still be a nazir. So it goes back to being safek naziris. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda should go l'kula. And the Gemara just says, hasal kadaitim, because what we're assuming him to have said is nazira isu de kabile lave. He's accepting multiple naziruses. And again, if that's the case, then after he's definitely a nazir, he's definitely a nazir from multiple terms, but we only know for sure that he's going to be a nazir for the number of cucumbers. That's for sure. Once he's kept the number of naziris terms corresponding with the number of cucumbers in a box, so then from then on it becomes sophic naziris. And again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it's a case of fundamental sophic naziris, we should go l'kula. So we're holding at this point, why, even if we say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, but then why still would he be measuring the number of naziris terms based on the box full of mustard? According to his logic, we should be allowed to view it as if it's full of cucumbers or gourds and end up with a smaller, more manageable number of naziris terms.